The Czech Republic's men's tennis team suffered a stunning upset by Kazakhstan in the first round of the Davis Cup in Ostrava over the weekend, when the Czechs surprisingly lost 3-2. The hosts were tied 1-1 after Friday's singles when Jan Hájek lost to Andrei Golubev in his first Davis Cup appearance in front of home audience, and Czech number one Tomáš Berdych equalized later that day. On Saturday, the Czechs went ahead after Berdych and Lukáš Dlouhý won the doubles. But on Sunday, Berdych, ranked 7th in the world, failed to score the key third point and lost to superb Golubev 5-7, 7-5, 4-6 and 2-6. After the game, Tomáš Berdych shared his impressions with the Davis Cup website.
Today, I mean, who saw that match can see what was happening there, and you know, for me it was just a lesson of the tennis in, you know, behind the line of the maximum risk, and you know, he keep that level for all the match long, and you know, that's just you know, just a great respect to him.
The 2-2 tie was decided in the final singles match on Sunday, in which Czech Republic's Jan Hájek faced Mikhail Kukushkin of Kazakhstan. But the 27-year-old Czech, who currently ranks 98th in the ATP chart, only kept up with the Kazakh in the first two sets. In the third, Hájek went down in the tiebreak and lost the fourth set 6-0. The Czech team's captain Jaroslav Navrátil said that Radek Štěpánek's absence had proved crucial.
What was the important for us in this match was the injury of Radek, because, you know, he's top player, and without him, the second and third player, they are not really same level like, you know, Radek. But I hope and play out on the September we are complete, and I hope we stay on the first division.
Turning to track and field now. Team Czech Republic had a very successful appearance at the European Athletics Indoor Championships in Paris. Czechs ranked 6th in the nation's medal count with 2 golds, 1 silver and 1 bronze. On Friday, runner Petr Svoboda took the title in men's 60 meters hurdles for 7.49 seconds. The 26-year-old has been unbeaten this season and dominated the charts. Ahead and after the final hurdle, Svoboda stepped out of his lane, but his gold was unchallenged in the end. On Saturday, Denisa Rosolová showed a lot of heart in the women's 400 meters race. She was lagging behind but had an amazing finish to come in first in her personal best of 51.73 seconds. Perhaps the greatest performance came from the 36-year-old Czech athlete Roman Šeberle. The Olympic champion and world record holder in the decathlon, Šeberle was leading the heptathlon ranking after the first day of competition. On Sunday, he ranked 2nd ahead of the final 1,000 meters run. In the end, he finished 3rd, winning his 6th European indoor medal in a row.
I'm absolutely satisfied. The first day was good for me, especially the runnings, and the second day's runnings was so good too. A little bit unlucky in the long jump and especially high jump, but finally very lucky 3 points on the end of 1,000 meters. I'm really happy. In this age, you know, you have to be happy.
The Czech medal count was complete with Jaroslav Vava's silver medal in high jump. In the world of Czech hockey, the season's playoffs quarterfinals continued. Třinec, the best team during the regular season, had a great start into the best-of-seven series against Litvinov. In the first home game, Třinec destroyed Litvinov 6-0, while in the second, the visiting side was leading 2-0, but then Třinec came back and won the match 3-2. The Liberec White Tigers lost their first home game to Slavia Prague, but improved in the second and won 5-1. The quarterfinals continue this week with Zlín pitched against Pardubice and České Budějovice against Vítkovice.
Jan Richter with the sport. And of course, if you'd like to comment